Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. Today, we're going to talk about weird health symptoms and how this is not about random things going off in your body, but it's actually a symptom of your body upgrading. So maybe you've been feeling strange physical symptoms like dizziness, fatigue, body aches, even heart palpitations, but doctors say everything looks fine. Maybe you eat well, you take supplements, you do your energy work, you do healing, and yet something feels kind of off in your body. Maybe some days you feel light and expansive, and other days you just feel exhausted and foggy and emotionally very raw for no reason. So what gives? Most people assume that these symptoms are problems to solve, something to fix or something to suppress, and then go on the mission of fixing themselves. But what if this was not your body breaking down, but actually upgrading? Just think about that. That's a very different way of looking at it. If you have been on a spiritual path, I'm sure you have heard already about ascension symptoms that your body might be displaying. So today, that's what we're going to dive into. Your physical form is upgrading for more light, recalibrating to higher frequencies, and shedding old densities. So this discomfort you feel is not random. It's actually communication from your body about the experiences that it is having. Your body is trying to guide you here, asking you to shift how you relate to the situation, to your experience within the matter vehicle, your form, okay? So here we're going to challenge perhaps some ways of looking at your body and thoughts you have about self-healing and what different symptoms mean, and how true health is not about fighting the symptoms, but reclaiming your authority in relationship to your life and your body. Majority of humanity has been conditioned to believe that health is purely about biology, like food, exercise, medicine, maybe genetics. While these are obviously important, they are only part of the story. The body is not just a biological machine, it's an energetic vessel. That's why I'm calling it the matter vehicle, which is the term that Solar Console has for the body. It's constantly adjusting to the frequencies you are interacting with. It's in life response to frequencies. Every symptom you experience is a form of communication, whether it's guiding you to make a shift or clearing old programming or expanding into higher state of being or helping you let go of something. If you are experiencing random exhaustion, pain, strange sensitivities perhaps, or even flu-like symptoms. It might not be actually a physical problem at all. It might be your body upgrading itself, and you are reading the energetics of that upgrade as these symptoms. As your frequency goes up, your body undergoes a recalibration process. So old densities, they get shaken loose within your body. Stored emotions can surface and come out from the tissues. Your nervous system has to adjust to holding more light in your body. This is not random discomfort. It's a sign that you are evolving. So think about it. Have you ever felt a deep fatigue after some big emotional breakthrough? Or perhaps an experience of headache or body ache, or maybe ringing in your ears after some major shift in consciousness? Maybe your digestion tends to feel off when you're exposed to some heavy or low-frequency environments. These are not coincidences. They are messages from your body asking you to realign and showing you what the body is processing. But if you misinterpret this as, oh my God, something is wrong, something is always wrong with me, and kind of like keep going into that, then you actually fall into resistance, slowing down your evolution instead of working with the body to help it hold more light. So how do you unknowingly might be giving away your authority that is sabotaging the ascension process of recalibration of your body? Most people don't realize their relationship with the body actually mirrors their relationship with power and trust in everyday life. This depends entirely on where your identity point is. If you are anchored in your higher self or your soul self, you step into sovereign authority, allowing your body adjustments to unfold as part of the ascension. If you are operating from the lower self or ego, you become ruled by fear, by unprocessed lessons, by external influences, feeling yourself sort of at the mercy of your body symptoms. When you are not fully in your higher self authority, you unconsciously give it away. It's either yours or you give it away, and now it's sort of like it's not yours. It's still yours, though, but now it's outside of you. And that's when ascension symptoms actually become harder to process. That's why we want to make sure that we do not give away our authority when we're going through the biological ascension process. You fear what is happening in your body, and that amplifies the resistance and discomfort. You fall into the endless cycle of seeking answers externally, convinced that next supplement or different diet or next expert somehow will fix you. Or maybe you doubt your body's intelligence, waiting for something outside of you to somehow heal you, when really it's the internal alignment that is needed. So before we dive deeper into how to work with the ascension symptoms instead of against them, let's break down some key ways you might be unknowingly giving away your authority and making the symptoms worse, because that is the foundation. If you keep making your symptoms worse by not being in your own authority, it doesn't matter if I tell you all there is about the ascension symptoms, because you're just going to make it worse anyway through the authority aspect. So we need to first adjust that. So if you give your authority to fear, every unexplained symptom sends you in a spiral of anxiety, worst case scenario stories in your mind. Your fear then takes over, your nervous system contracts, blocking healing and making symptoms actually more intense, perpetuating the fear. If you give your authority to doctors or experts or somebody that's supposedly outside of you but knows better about your body that you've been living in your entire life, obviously medical guidance could be valuable, but many people subconsciously believe that only the external authority can heal them, somehow somebody who has certain education would be the only one that could heal them. And in some physical illnesses, I guess that makes sense. But for ascension symptoms, it does not. Because it's your energy that needs to create the shift. Or maybe you give your authority away to the old beliefs. Like perhaps you've been told that your condition is chronic or hereditary or unavoidable somehow. And you then unknowingly, subconsciously lock yourself in the fixed outcome you were told you're going to have, instead of allowing energy to unfold and actually change your reality into an upgraded state. If you give your authority to resistance, you might feel angry, frustrated, or even betrayed by your body instead of recognizing the symptoms as part of your ascension process. This creates separation rather than cooperation with your physical vehicle. Okay? This is not about rejecting medicine or treatments. Please don't assume that that's what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. It's about reclaiming your role as the ultimate authority in your healing. Even if you seek an expert or a test of some sort to understand it, ultimately it is still your authority that makes a decision. That's what we're talking about here. So there are two core truths about your body and your authority. One is that your body is an organic, living portal between the physical and energetic realms. So when energy shifts, body symptoms naturally follow, because now the matter vehicle, the cellular organism, has to shift to match the energy. Okay? So that's just the baseline of understanding here. And the second one is, if you align with fear, you amplify and project your symptoms outward. If you align with the higher self authority, you stop reacting in fear. And instead, you start working with your body's intelligence, allowing yourself to ride the wave of ascension process and ascension symptoms, perhaps, in your body, instead of fighting against them. And by the way, if you are looking to find out more about authority projection, like I mentioned here a lot, projecting your authority, giving your authority away, and you want to understand how to reclaim your authority from other people, from life circumstances, from your past, and become that sovereign authority within yourself, then definitely check out Why People Trigger Me So Much and How to Stop Reacting training. It's in here, and I will put the link to it in the notes. All right, let's look at five categories of ascension symptoms and what to do about them. Before we dive in, I'm going to give you a disclaimer. I'm not a doctor, okay? This is not a medical advice by any means. If you have persistent symptoms that concern you, obviously seek professional medical advice, not me. That said, I am speaking to those of you who are already intuitive and conscious, who has been experiencing weird symptoms that no doctor seems to have an answer for. You've done the tests, perhaps. You've already seen everybody. Everything looks fine. And yet, you know something is shifting inside and something is happening and you want to understand it. This training is for you. Now, let's break it down. So we're looking at five main categories of ascension symptoms. If I go into every single ascension symptom, I would have to speak for a year nonstop. Like literally, I've been doing this work with clients when I consciously work with healing and the solar console energies and upgrading and transcension and ascension for 30 years. So believe me when I tell you I have an incredible library of knowledge in my being that I can impart on you about every possible ascension symptom that I've seen from my clients over 30 years. But that would not be beneficial for you because nobody has this much time and you don't have all the symptoms anyway. So instead, what I did is I categorized them into five main areas, and I will mention some within each area. Okay, so think of it like ascension symptoms as your body's upgrading, five areas or five categories of these symptoms. And within each category, there could be hundreds, but I'm only going to mention few kind of more common ones. Okay. So you might not hear your specific ascension symptom if it's very bizarre one, but if it's something a little more general, you're going to hear it and recognize it. Okay. And you can extrapolate from what I'm saying if you need more information. All right. So the first category of ascension symptoms are brain upgrades. So this is where the physical brain in your biology needs to be upgraded. This might look like headaches, memory issues, sensory sensitivity. Let's say you walk into a room and forget why you're there every single time. And let's just say it's not hormonal, like if you're not in the menopause, if you're a female, but for some reason this keeps happening. Maybe you have headaches that feel like your skull is in a vise, but painkillers don't seem to do anything. And maybe you already did the test, like, you know, you don't have a tumor or something else in there. So it's kind of weird why sometimes this gripping feeling happens. Maybe sounds seem unbearable, like someone is chewing too loudly, instant rage within you, or maybe you hearing a hum of refrigerator and why is this so loud? So things that kind of normally shouldn't be bothering you. Maybe it's about flashes of light or weird colors or movement in your peripheral vision or aura, like a zigzaggy thing that shows up maybe in your brain as a translation of something, like you're seeing auras or you are getting odd experiences, like is your reality glitching? So all of those kind of fall into category of brain upgrades. Now, what is actually happening? So headaches, cranial pressure, nausea, dizziness, clumsiness, it all goes into that category, that bucket. That means your brain hemispheres are rebalancing, new neural pathways are being formed, and the higher frequency energy is integrating into your head. Basically, it means your brain is getting an upgrade and it's complaining about the installation process, okay? So what can help this is applying equal pressure to your head, like a scarf tied across your head. Or if you have one of those, like I have a thing like that, it's something that you can put in refrigerator so it cools down, has a gel in it. But normally it's sold as a pad that you can put over your head. I have the one that's like a circle, so I can actually edit over my head and it cools down like a ring around. So if you can find some like that online, that's awesome for this. Coolness and pressure, not heat. Cold compress over your eyes would also work. Definitely making it dark. So turning bright lights, not watching anything that has bright lights, definitely no phone, computer, or any blue light, and resting. Another bucket within the brain upgrades is confusion and memory issues. This means that your timeline anchors are resetting. Old patterns are being erased and your perception of time is shifting. So no, you're not losing your mind. You're just letting go of outdated mental files. So what helps here? Instead of panicking, focus on your body. Touch your fingertips together, hold your feet to the ground without shoes, stop trying to force your brain to work normally. This is temporary. Remind yourself, I'm shifting, I'm the authority over the process here, I'm okay, I'm safe. That helps it. Another bucket of the brain upgrades are sound sensitivity and visual oddities. This means the ascension symptom here is that your crown and third eye chakras are adjusting to new frequencies, making the world feel, well, intense. So think of it like turning on the contrast on your TV screen or a computer screen that already has too much contrast. And your brain is just kind of feels like, I can barely handle that contrast in frequencies. That's what's happening in here. That's why you get those sensitivities and oddities. So what helps? If you can enjoy the ride, like auras could be very beautiful, just cool, enjoy it. If colors look brighter, well, awesome, fascinating. But obviously, if it's overwhelming you and it's not feeling good anymore, then ask your medical team guides to support you while remaining in your higher self authority. Stay in a dim lighting, rest. And I find that it works really well to ask the medical team to turn down the volume. So it's sort of like a dampening field is applied around you that makes sounds and lights dampened, sort of less bright. It's still there because it's an ascension symptom, but it's gives you a little bit less of a negative experience through it. All right. The second category of ascension symptoms are nervous system upgrades. So far we looked at the brain. Now we're looking at the entire nervous system. That's like exhaustion, weird nerve reactions, random aches. Like you feel exhausted after doing nothing. Like walk to the fridge, nap time. That's it. Your muscles might feel randomly like they twitch or they spasm. Like your arm is just like sending the Morse code, something is twitching, or your leg is doing weird thing, like that kind of stuff. Maybe you're walking and suddenly your knee just like bends over and you're like, what was that? That doesn't make any sense. Those are nerve responses that recalibrating. Maybe you get random flu-like symptoms that you're like convinced, oh, I'm getting sick, that's it. And then 24 hours, you're totally fine and you're like, okay, this is weird. So that's what it might look like. So what's actually happening? Let's look per symptom buckets. So one bucket of the nervous system symptoms here is exhaustion, sleepiness, things like that. That's all one bucket. That means as an ascension symptom that your body is using its energy for inner transformation, and there is not much left for mundane things like walking or talking or remembering how sentences work. That's okay because all the energy is just used up for something else, for the transformative stuff. So what helps here is just give in, rest. That's pretty much it. Cancel unnecessary plans if you can. Make an executive decision to limit moving in the third dimension so that your body can heal. Your body is doing deep work. So if you need to, rest more, lay down more, sit down more, that's okay. This is usually not a forever experience if you accommodate it. If you don't accommodate it, if you keep overriding it, that means you're trying to use the energy that the body doesn't have. So you're taking away from the integration process, which means you're prolonging it. That's why I'm saying that resting is pretty much the only thing that solves this one. Doesn't even always solve it, but makes it better and shorter in period of time. Another bucket is odd nerve reactions, muscle cramps, something that like maybe wake you up at night because your legs are doing weird things. Flu-like symptoms also go into this bucket. This means as an ascension symptom that your body is clearing lower density energy that no longer aligns with your frequency range. Like weird sensations, it's just the old junk being pushed out and the nerves getting a little echoey. So what helps this is also stop resisting, remain in a higher self authority, ask yourself, what am I holding on to that needs to go? Because a lot of times this is about letting go, and we sabotage this process by not wanting to let go. Maybe you have a repeating emotional trigger that's probably linked to that. So look for what is that, because if you release that, the symptoms will ease. Another bucket in the nervous system ascension department are aches, tingling, random body pains. That means that your muscles, your tendons, your joints are recalibrating to hold more light. Like your body is literally becoming a higher frequency vessel, and these are denser tissues that require adjustment. And when the energy goes in there, recalibrating the matter, that's what you're experiencing. So what helps this? Do not panic. Assume this is normal. Energy will just move through you. So you need to accommodate the movement. Usually, if you're experiencing this ascension bucket of symptoms, you can kind of tune in. How does my body want to move? And then follow that movement. Maybe you want to stretch. Maybe your body wants to dance. Maybe your body wants to walk slow. Maybe it's like one of those movements when you're just like doing something with your hands or stretching and kind of a snake-like movements. Whatever it is for you, it could be really odd. Like I've had clients who felt like they needed to jump on a trampoline just a little bit, like rocking. Some people who needed to bend into this almost like a bagel, like a circle, like a baby pose. Whatever it is for you, if you move with the energy flow, that eases these symptoms a lot. All right, this brings us to the third category of ascension symptoms. That one is circulatory system upgrades. So this stuff like heart palpitations, hot flashes could go in here as well. Like your heart randomly starts fluttering, activating this immediate panic, like, oh my God, am I having a heart attack? Because it feels like it's going to jump out of your chest and there even could be ache with that. But the left arm doesn't go numb and other symptoms don't occur. Obviously, you need to know yourself. You need to know your condition because for women, especially, heart attacks do not look the same as men. Like we've been conditioned of, oh, this is what like framework of what heart attack looks like. That is not so. So if you don't know and you're a female, then definitely Google what heart attack for women looks like. But you know, if you already been checked, if you know that your heart is fine and it's not that, and yet it's sort of still happening, well, then it's this symptom of ascension within your body with the heart. Maybe you suddenly feel burning hot for no reason. And especially if you like not in menopause, so we're not talking about hot flashes. And by the way, men could have this symptom as well when heat suddenly is activated within the body. So let's look at what is actually happening. So the bucket of heart palpitations, that's like a separate category in itself. Anything weird, squeezing and pulling and aching and twisting and palpitation and fluttering and whatever else with the heart. That is the ascension symptom of your heart chakra upgrading to hold the levels that are higher, like unconditional love, self-compassion. Can confuse the electrical system in your physical heart. Like there's some cells that respond to electricity and that's what allows the beating of the muscle, like squeeze, release of your heart muscle. Well, electricity from the ascension upgrade short circuits a little bit that electrical pattern. And then the physical heart suddenly is like, well, which pattern do I follow? The one I'm used to or this new one? And it kind of might switch back and forth between them as it's trying to figure itself out. So that's the fluttering. Especially if you've been resisting self-love, that might happen. I know that this can be scary, but over the years, I've heard from so many of my clients just calling me, freaking out, like, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. Can you check? And it's just the heart chakra upgrade. But as I said, obviously, you're responsible for you. So if this is totally new symptom, never happened before, and it's intense, you probably want to deal with it medically first. But if all of that is cleaned up and it's still happening, especially in small doses, then yeah, it's an upgrade of your heart chakra. So what helps? First, as I said, rule out any actual real physical heart concerns. If this is an energy upgrade, then breathe deeply. Call in angelic energy, which is pearlescent white light. That will help your heart smooth out its electrical confusion. Expect to sleep a lot afterwards, like maybe 12 hours. That seems to be normal after an energy upgrade in your heart like that. So just be prepared. And Also, make sure that you hydrate. You're going to need a lot of water if this is happening. Another bucket within the circulatory system upgrades, non-hormonal hot flashes. So that is your hypothalamus adjusting to increased light frequencies. And the fire element flares up and out of your body. That's what feels like the heat wave. It's an experience of rush of heat and energy just kind of bursts and it feels uncomfortable. But think of it like your body is doing a very good job preventing spontaneous combustion, like seriously. So you don't explode and die. The body is just releasing heat by turning your thermostat to the highest for a moment. That usually lasts 6 seconds to 20 seconds. Then it subsides. So it's just what it is. Be prepared if that's happening, that's just an ascension symptom. Now, what helps it? Water, not air. More water element, less air element. Drink water, take a bath, listen to emotional music that lets the emotions flow. Slow your emotional frequency. That helps a lot. Most people kind of unconsciously insist on bringing air element when that happens. Like they get hot and then they start breathing deeply to tune into high frequencies. Like that will just make it worse because air amplifies. Instead, you want more water that grounds you. And that brings us to the fourth category of ascension symptoms, which is endocrine system upgrades. This is like hormones, mood swings, sleep disruptions. That all goes into this bucket. Like suddenly you start crying for no reason, or you wake up every 3 hours like clockwork at night, or you're feeling irrational anxiety or fear or doubt that makes no sense. Like normally you're a confident person in this circumstance and suddenly you're totally doubting. These weird kind of sensations. That's how you know that you're in that category of ascension symptoms. So now let's look at the buckets. So one of the buckets within this category is hormonal shifts. Your pituitary, your pineal gland, and your hypothalamus are activating higher sensory perception, which temporarily throws everything off. Hormones are chemical messengers throughout your body, right, that keep your body in balance. But during the energetic upgrade, the entire system has to recalibrate. And that might feel chaotic for a moment. But the good thing is that once the process completes, you may find yourself with heightened multidimensional awareness or ability to translate universal languages or even activation of some higher sensory abilities. Your body is not malfunctioning. It's just evolving. So we're not talking about menopause, just FYI here. So this is not something that's like expected when your body is doing this because of certain age and hormones must adjust. We're talking about that this could happen at any age and this could happen in men or women. What helps this hormonal adjustment of pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus? First of all, stop judging yourself. You're not going crazy. You're evolving. Then allow yourself to experience the interconnectedness of all things and expand your inner authority to align with the universe. This is not something that is happening to you, which a lot of times people think that, like these hormonal things, like, oh, it's happening to me. Nothing is happening to you. You are the co-creator of this shift. Reclaiming your power smooths out the symptoms and shifts you into fascination instead of freak out. So instead of resisting, you get curious. Like, what new awareness is coming online? Isn't this interesting? That's a much better approach to this. Okay, the next bucket within this category are mood swings, fears, anxiety waves. That is an ascension symptom. That means your astral and emotional bodies are clearing deep layers of stored trauma and limiting beliefs. These could be your own, could be karmic, could be collective, tribal, from the morphogenic fields that you have outgrown, but that's what's happening. So what helps this? Detach from intensity. Remind yourself that this is not about you, it's just energy moving through you. Imagine emotions are like rivers flowing through your body, and you're experiencing them, but they do not belong to you. Disassociate a bit here, that's actually healthy in this situation, and let them pass without attaching, without giving them any meaning. You control the volume. If it feels overwhelming, you can just kind of dial it down. And as long as you don't make it mean something personal about you, the energy will just move through you. And your authority will naturally re-stabilize. And also physically, taking magnesium is also highly beneficial during this time, because this particular ascension symptom tends to use up a lot of magnesium reserves. So you need to replenish if this is something that you're experiencing. All right, another bucket within this is sleep disruptions. This means that your medical team and your energy guides are working on you at night, and your body is undergoing deep recalibration. You might experience the triad sleep pattern that is very, very common for people during the ascension process, when they transcending into the next level of themselves, incorporating different frequencies. Triad sleep pattern means you wake up every 3 hours and you sleep in 3 hour increments. Randomly interrupted sleep is also possible, but it's usually the triad. This can leave you feeling restless and drained in the morning if you improperly handle this. But the key is to avoid reacting in fear or frustration. You know, most people on a spiritual path do end up with the triad sleep pattern. So every 3 hours you wake up, but if you handle it correctly, it is not a problem. You actually get used to it and it just becomes normal for you. Okay, this is a very rare pattern for people who are not on an ascension path. So this is kind of like, you know for sure that something's happening as an upgrade if this is your sleep pattern. So what helps? Instead of resisting, accept that your sleep cycle is shifting. It's okay that you cannot sleep your usual way through the whole night. It's okay. Your body knows what it's doing. Adjust your life to work sort of around this adjustment of your body instead of against it. Maybe nap if you need to. Maybe meditate if you wake up at night. Maybe allow more rest periods throughout the day. This is not insomnia, it's an upgrade in progress, and you just need to stop fighting it. Like for me, I do wake up every 3 hours for years now, I'm just used to it, and I wake up, and then I drink a little bit of water, like a sip or two, I lie down, and just kind of go into this meditative state, and then within a few minutes, I can actually go back to sleep. So that pattern, the distance between the next 3 hour cycle, I could shorten to just a few minutes because I don't step out of the rhythm of my body. And one thing that I know helps me is to go into theta brainwave state. So if you know how to do this, awesome. If you don't, think of it like alpha is when you're relaxed. So you must stay in a relaxed. As soon as you start thinking, you're in beta. So do not think. Instead, go into this like relaxed kind of floating. You can imagine yourself floating in the ocean or laying on the grass or whatever helps you. And then kind of fall into it a little bit deeper. That's theta. If you can do that, you just restart another cycle and your break there would be like a few minutes. Okay? So just be aware that you need to work with your body instead of freak out. Oh my God, something's wrong. Oh, I'm awake again. Oh, now I will not be rested. That only going to make it worse. And now we are at the fifth category of ascension symptoms. Remember, there were five, so this is the last category we're going to look at today, digestive system upgrades. So this is like sensitivities, allergies, gut reactions, skin reactions, all that. Like you suddenly cannot tolerate some food that you've always been able to eat before, or maybe your stomach decides to rebel, like randomly having, I don't know, diarrhea or something when there's no reason for it whatsoever. Or your skin breaks out like you're a teenager again. So let's look at what's actually happening. First bucket within this category is environmental sensitivities. This means, as an ascension symptom, that your body is becoming more attuned to subtle energies, and you may suddenly notice toxins, electromagnetic waves, some food additives that you never seemed to notice before and they never bothered you before. It's just like your sensitivity is dialed up. You suddenly become aware of what before did not bother you. Environmental allergies and sensitivities, they are not new. Your body may have always struggled with certain smells or tastes or artificial lighting or energy of certain people, but during this particular energetic upgrade, these symptoms become dialed up. So suddenly you're very much consciously aware and they could become bothersome. It might feel like the whole world is suddenly attacking you, but it's not. You're simply more aware of the energetic discrepancies that have always been there, but now they are more obvious. And your body is not actually overreacting. It's fine-tuning its sensitivity and teaching you how to navigate in that new frequency. So what helps? You will not be able to remove every trigger from your life. That's unrealistic, but you can use your authority to evaluate what is actually detrimental and what is simply an adjustment period. So, for example, things that genuinely impact your well-being, make practical changes so that they are not in your life. Like maybe you avoid certain environments when possible. Don't step outside when your neighbor is out that you know you're going to have a reaction to or something like that. Don't go to a particular place that you know smells are not something that your body likes. Or if the smells are from any food and you're just like freaking out, well, maybe install a fan in your window or something like that in your kitchen to suck out the smells for a while. Like little things you can physically resolve, go resolve them. For triggers that you cannot avoid, then ask yourself, what am I reacting to? Like, is this just a temporary energetic recalibration, or is this bringing some unresolved personal issue within me? Because sensitivity is not an enemy, and if there is a personal issue, a lot of times just looking into that and working with it can help you clean it up just by bringing your awareness to it and guide you deeper into self-awareness. Another bucket within this category are digestive issues. So your gut is not just processing food. It's processing outdated beliefs, emotions. It's processing energy in addition to physical stuff. So when frequencies upgrade, your body purges whatever doesn't serve it anymore. Like diarrhea is like a literal flush, right? Releasing whatever's stuck, maybe like your emotions or deep-seated fears of some sort. Stuff like being tricked, being deceived, being harmed. The body just may suddenly develop an odd food allergy that shifts you away from the lower frequency into some higher frequency and heals your survival pattern this way. So just be aware that that's what it's linked to. Now, what you can do about it? First, obviously rule out any physical issue that might need your attention, like ulcers or inflammation or hernia or acid reflux, whatever. But once that is covered, then journal about which emotions arise when your symptoms arise or just before, because that will reveal what your body is trying to clear out. And your gut is like a messenger. It's not an enemy. It tells you something. So listen to what it's telling you. And if you adjust your emotions and thoughts and beliefs, that will help the body speed up the process of cleaning this. Also, you are in control of the process. You can ask your medical team to like, okay, make it intense but short. You know, like, let's say, okay, fine, I'm willing to be sick for a day or next 5 hours, but that's it. So I don't care how intense it is. I know I'm not dying. It's fine. But then I just want it over with. Some people are like that. I'm more like that. But not everybody. A lot of people are the other way when it's like, okay, just ease the symptoms. And I don't care if it's going to take a couple of weeks, but it's just going to be a little bit every time or maybe even months to clear it out. But you're in control of how you're handling this. So work with your medical team about that in order to help yourself. Another bucket within this category are skin issues and hair changes. This is when your system encounters new energies and your energy boundary, which is physically your immune system in the body, may not recognize what is the new energy that's coming in. And as a result, the energy boundary and your immune system overreact, triggering this autoimmune-like response, like rashes, like redness, like breakouts, even temporary hair thinning. All of that is your immune response to something that is actually energy, and the body is just a little confused in the moment. It's simply recalibrating to the new vibrational input. If that happens, how can you help it? Take a moment to meditate on a feeling safe. Within your own boundaries, staying connected to the universe, that anchor is really important. Because your body is learning to absorb and integrate energy differently, and that can affect a lot of things. Immune system, you know, tends to look for what's my enemy and then how do I fight it. So if you go into safety, there's nothing to fight. So you're helping your immune system to calm down. Also, it affects literal absorption, like nutrients within your body. So you might need to support the process by giving yourself certain nutrients, usually extra biotin, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, B12, all that stuff really is helpful to your system. Okay, now let's look at how do you reclaim your health authority and start healing differently. The key to lasting well-being is not obsessing over fixing symptoms. It's learning to read your body messages, what it's telling you, and shifting your energy accordingly. To start this, I'm going to give you three sort of main steps here, I guess, that you can use. Recognize the symptoms as messages, not problems. Just like remind yourself, not like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? But recalibrate. Like, let's say, what is my body trying to tell me? Where am I out of alignment in my energy, in my choices, in my emotions? Where am I resisting or ignoring? Like that brings your authority back to you and gives you more data, which you need for your conscious awareness. It's not your body sabotaging you, it's guiding you. The moment you stop fighting and start listening, healing begins. Two is stop looking for a fix and start looking for a shift. Healing doesn't always come from a cleanse or a health routine or a medication even. It's a profound shift within who we are. So setting a clear boundary that releases stored resentment or stepping out of a stressful situation that's been draining your energy before or letting go of the old belief that's been keeping you stuck in some sort of a limitation that it does not serve you. Your body responds to your choices. The more you choose from the higher self in the direction that I just outlined, the better your body is going to feel. The more you step into the higher self-authority, the more your physical reality, including your health, realigns. So the third step here is align your energy before you fix anything. So if you're approaching your body from a state of fear or urgency, like, oh my God, I gotta fix this now, this hurts, or what is this, this frustration perhaps, all you're doing is reinforcing energy of disharmony. Instead, shift into cooperation. So try this. Before taking any health-related action, take 3 deep breaths, connect to your body, and affirm. I choose to work with my body, not against it. I claim my authority over my health. I am listening. And then listen, like actually listen to what your body is telling you, because the more you do, the easier this ascension symptom wave is to ride. So from this place, your actions are so much more effective because they come from alignment, not panic. So if you find yourself thinking, why is my body changing in a way no doctor can explain? Or why do certain foods or environments or even people suddenly feel completely off to me? Or worry, like, is this exhaustion just stress? Or is there something deeper? Is there something wrong with me? Or am I actually upgrading? I've been doing a lot of inner work. Like, what if my body is not broken? What if it's trying to show me something? Then you're already on the path of understanding that your health is not just physical, that it's something that energetically could be adjusted to make it easier and to help turn your body into light. That's the biological ascension. So the process of internal upgrades in your consciousness does affect your body. It's about an energetic alignment and personal authority. So if you are ready to go deeper and understand this dynamic within your body, work with your natural body healing intelligence, and receive energetic support, then it's time for the next step on that evolutionary process. So this is exactly why I created Health Blueprint Sync course. This is where you learn how to activate your body's natural healing powers and restore the balance with the divine guidance. So then you are in alignment with the higher frequency templates. What if healing was not about fixing yourself at all, but about syncing with the blueprint that your soul already holding for you? What if the symptoms that you are experiencing are not problems, but messages guiding you towards much deeper alignment and higher sensory abilities? What if working with your guides, with angels, with God's source could actually activate all sorts of healing abilities within you so you can heal yourself and develop all sorts of magical gifts to help you help others? In the Health Blueprint Sync course, you will learn how to reconnect with your body's intelligence and jumpstart that healing process, how to reactivate the link to your own medical team of energy guides so you can reestablish that and work with them for targeted support. You also will learn how to release karmic blockages and collective influences that might be blocking your healing, and how to open your face and trust to receive spontaneous, non-linear healing from God's source. Because a lot of the things we've been kind of trained to think about is the linear, like take these supplements or change this behavior. And yes, those are important, but there's also a whole other side of, I guess people usually call it magic, but you know, to me, like understanding this from the energy anatomy standpoint and the universal parameter, multidimensionally, it's non-linear creation. This is when you're utilizing quantum field to impart different blueprints and templates for health, the ultimate state of health and regeneration and upgrades for your body that already exist, but you apply them onto your body, you embody them, you download them, you utilize them, so then your body experiences quantum shifts. Instead of a literal progression, you kind of like one day you're this way, then it got integrated, and boom, next day you're completely different and something magically changed, and it's almost like, wow, this is, I feel completely different. That's because of that non-linear part. So I covered that in the Health Blueprint Sync course as well. So Health Blueprint, you syncing with it, creates the experience of you learning how to heal yourself by being aligned with those universal energies. Your body is not working against you, it's guiding you. And the question is, are you ready to listen? If you are, the link is in the notes. Definitely check out Health Blueprint Sync course. That's going to help you heal yourself and learn how to work with your medical team. Hopefully, I will see you on the inside. My love to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com, for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery, and eugeniaoganova.com. for advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.